Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In FMM number 8 of this series, when we began speaking about the Ezras Yisrael, I spoke briefly about the Ezras Kohanim as well. We will briefly review some of those details now, but if you would like me to resend that FMM to you, please WhatsApp me privately. I said in that FMM, when we leave the Ezras Nashim through Shar Nicanor, we step foot into what is called, in general, the Azara. The Azara is the general term for the entire area that includes the Mizbeach, the Beis HaMikdash itself, and all of the surrounding areas. But the general area and the general term Azara is really divided into a few smaller areas, each with its own name, each with its own structures, and each with its own halachos. In the last few FMMs, we discussed one of those smaller areas, the Ezras Yisrael, and today we will talk about the next area, the Ezras Kohanim. And to help visualize the Ezras Kohanim and other places we'll discuss, I sent a diagram together with today's FMM. On some level, the entire area of the Azara, other than the Ezras Yisrael, is the Ezras Kohanim. As we discussed in FMM number 8, most of the time, someone who's not a Kohen may not go into the Azara. So on a certain level, the Ezras Kohanim can refer to the entire area around the Beis HaMikdash. However, since other areas in the Azara have their own unique names and functions, like the area of the Mizbeach or the slaughtering area known as the Beit HaMitmachayim, and other areas, since they have unique names and unique functions, the Mishnah in Maseches Midos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, and elsewhere speak about the Ezras Kohanim, referring to a very specific area in between the Ezras Yisrael and the Mizbeach. And that is called the Ezras Kohanim. The Ezras Kohanim has the exact same dimensions as the Ezras Yisrael. It too runs the full length of the Azara north to south, and it too extends out towards the Mizbeach, 11 Amos, approximately 16 to 22 feet to the west. In addition, we mentioned in FMM number 8 that there is one opinion who says there are Rashei Pispasin, there are beams sticking out of the wall or from the ground that demarcate where the Ezras Yisrael ends and where the Ezras Kohanim begins. And there's another opinion in the Mishnah which says that there is a stair, a one amma high stair, that is the demarcation point between the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Kohanim. So depending on which opinion we follow, the Ezras Kohanim is either on the same level as the Ezras Yisrael without that stair, or it's higher by that one stair, plus the three half steps where the Levi'im sing and play instruments as we've discussed. The rest of the Azara, though, not including the Beis HaMikdash, the rest of the Azara is at the same height as the Ezras Kohanim. So that is the Ezras Kohanim. There are no structures on the south or the north side of the Ezras Kohanim like there are in the Ezras Yisrael. So we'll just walk right through the Ezras Kohanim, and when we do that, we will be standing right at the base of the huge outer Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaChitzon. This huge outer Mizbeach is where animal korbanos are brought throughout the day in the Beis HaMikdash. God willing, we will discuss the Mizbeach, in greater detail in a future series about the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, but for our purposes in this FMM, we'll discuss the Mizbeach briefly in terms of its dimensions and where it's placed in the Azara. The outer Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaChitzon, is called the outer Mizbeach because it sits outside of the Beis HaMikdash, in contrast to the inner Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And we'll get to the inner Mizbeach too, Emirtz Hashem, in a future FMM. Emirtz Hashem. The Mizbeach HaChitzon is a perfect square, 32 Amos by 32 Amos at its base, and this does not include the ramp. And the Mizbeach HaChitzon is 10 Amos tall. So depending on how you measure Amos, that's anywhere from 48 feet by 48 feet to 64 feet by 64 feet. And its height of 10 Amos is anywhere from 15 to 20 feet high. So it's a very large structure, this Mizbeach HaChitzon. And as we stand on the east side of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, when we look to our left, we look to the south, and we will see the ramp that leads up to the top of the Mizbeach. The ramp of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, remember the inner Mizbeach does not have a ramp, but the ramp of the outer Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaChitzon, is called the Kevesh. And the Mishnah in Maseches Midos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, says the Kevesh is 32 Amos long, somewhere between 48 to 64 feet long. We discussed a lot of the details of the Outer Mizbeach in the FMM series about the Korban Tamid, and as I said, we will discuss even more details, God willing, in the FMM series on the Kelim, Imit Hashem. But for now, that is the Outer Mizbeach, and that is the Ezra's Kohanim. Next time, God willing, we will discuss the north side of the Mizbeach. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Imit Hashem, I'll see you next time at the Mikdash.